And we're talking right now with Tammy with SBCA. How are you, Tammy?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Great. So tell me a little bit about this event that's coming up.
This is our 18th annual March for the Animals. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. So it's very, very important for us in helping us save the lives of the thousands of animals that come to our shelter every year. And it's also a really fun event, so it's a great way to have fun and help save the lives of animals here in the Baltimore community. It's a walkathon, so people sign up, and you can collect pledges from your friends and family and coworkers to support you in your efforts in supporting animals. So it's $40 to raise in order to participate, and you'll get the March for the Animals t-shirt and goodie bag and dog bandana. And then we have prizes for people that raise higher levels as well. And, of course, you get to enjoy all of the fun activities that day.
That's great. Very nice. And why do you think it's so important for you to continue to have events like this every year?
This event is very important for us for a couple reasons. One, it brings a lot of just great visibility to the Maryland SPCA and the work that we do and our partnerships in the community. A lot of people don't realize, you know, we're a shelter right here in Baltimore City and that we do not receive funding from the government or other national animal welfare organizations. So we're not part of the ASPCA or any other groups like that. And unfortunately, there are a lot of homeless animals in this area. And so in order for us to bring them into our shelter and give them the care that they need and vaccines and spay-neuter and all of that stuff, it takes a lot. And there's a lot of other things we do at the Maryland SPCA as well, such as spay-neuter pets in the community. We also have behavior and training classes and lots of other things that we do.
So there are a couple of unique things also in regard to this event, because there's a famous Ravens player who will be there, and there's also, you'll be showcasing local shelters that will be having the animals. Is that correct?
That's right, yes. So we will have some of our adoptable dogs there, and our volunteers will be walking them through for people to meet. And then that's exactly right. We invite other local shelters and rescue groups to come and set up a booth at the event, so they will also have adoptable pets.
What can people do to be prepared for this event?
The biggest thing is just going to the website, which is marchfortheanimals.org, and signing up and registering ahead of time. That would make for a lot of people, that would make things much easier. You can sign up the day of the event, and registration opens early at 9 a.m., but doing that ahead of time is going to help save some time in lines and things like that.
And for those who can't attend the event, are there any other ways that people can get involved with SPCA, or just also with making sure that we can get animals off the streets?
Absolutely, yes. So probably the best thing is just to go to our website for the Maryland SPCA, which is mdspca.org. Mm-hmm. People can still make a donation to support the March for the Animals, again, this being our largest fundraiser of the year. You can sign up. We can always use volunteers. There's a wish list on our website to donate supplies that we need here at the shelter to help care for the animals that are here, and just spreading the word, telling people about the wonderful adoptable pets that we have here in our shelter that need homes.
That's wonderful. Well, good luck with the event, Tammy, and I just really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you so much. We're really looking forward to it.